Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us on the program today, This Week in America, Coast to Coast. Hollywood film producer Kathleen Kennedy calls the new book, Moms for Hire, 8 Steps to Kickstart Your Next Career, as the lean-back-in book for any woman who wants to re-enter the working world. One-third of all women opt to stay at home for a significant amount of time after having children, and returning to the workforce can be intimidating. Author Deborah Neumeyer has been there in Moms for Hire. She's written an upbeat, welcoming 8-step job hunting roadmap for moms. Deborah interviewed scores of women, researched every site and study available, and collected tales and tricks from all sorts of working moms. For over 35 years, Deborah has been a film and television producer working at 11 different studios. She was a studio executive and producer at Steven Spielberg's Amblin Studios. Among her many films, Jurassic Park, The Goonies, Schindler's List, Little Rascals, also The Color Purple, and Bridges of Madison County. And in 2006, she inherited Outlaw Productions from her late husband, Bobby Neumeyer. She's executive produced 5 seasons of The Sing-Off, also The Good Lie, currently an independent film and television producer with Sony Pictures Entertainment. And all the while, she's had an equally rewarding career as a mother to 4 thriving children. Deborah Neumeyer, author of Moms for Hire, 8 Steps to Kickstart Your Career, is with us on This Week in America. Deb, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. So nice to be with you too, Rick. You seem so happy and very enjoying your job and your life, and that's always what we're looking for, is people who can figure out a way to not only balance having a healthy home life, but also find occupational happiness.
And it's always fun when I can talk to someone who really has something to offer, who's been through all of this. And this really is the book, I understand, that you were looking for to help you through what you called reigniting your professional mojo, but you couldn't find it, so you wrote it yourself.
Absolutely. You know, the most Americans through their lives have an average of 12 different jobs. I had 11. I was pretty active in the film business and the TV business, but there was always some downtime. There was always moments when I was waiting to pick up my child at the carpool lane, waiting to figure out how to pack my child up to go to college, waiting to, you know, there was a lot of things that I had to do that distracted me from having a career, and I had some in-between moments. And every time I had an in-between moment, I said, why isn't there a book to help me? Why isn't there a book out there that will just, all I have to do is sit down for an hour a day, follow the instructions, and ta-da, I would be able to figure out what kind of job I wanted and how to pursue it.
And that's what you did. You laid it out, and you start off by saying, basically, all life's big challenges, big changes, are accomplished one step at a time. It's intimidating when you think, wow, I need to go find a job, and you start thinking of all the steps along the way. You break it down. You basically say, give me an hour a day, 5 days a week, 8 weeks, and we'll get you on the road back to working.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not a simple process, finding a job. It's not like, okay, let's fold your T-shirts a different way and your whole life will be settled.
Exactly.
Okay, just cut out carbs and, you know, there you go, the pounds will fall off. It's a multi-step process, and once you announce that you're looking for a job, sometimes the job just comes your way. Or sometimes there's that uncle's cousin that needs help in their doctor's office, and you're perfect to run that office. But more often than not, you have to sit down, make your to-do list, get yourself organized. The first step always is to announce. The second step is to make a list of what would make you happiest. What are the things in life that you really gravitate towards that you cannot... You know, the magazines you read, the radio stations you listen to, who and what do you love to talk about at a party? And you make that list, and then you make a list of all the things you're really good at. And these are called transferable skills. They're a little different than they were in your 20s. They're a little different than they were in your 30s. All of a sudden, you have new things that you can do and things that you're rusty at. And the world has moved on in different ways, and you need to make a... these two lists, one of what you love to do and one of what you're good at.
Yeah, I was going to say, and it's interesting because you point out in the book, sometimes what makes us happy changes, and you got a great story of Jocelyn there, who started off as a lawyer, leaves the workforce, goes back in, and she ends up being a yoga instructor and has never been happier.
And she discovered that a lot of the skills she used as a lawyer were applicable to being a yoga teacher. And she's one of the, you know, highest respected yoga teachers in all of Los Angeles now. But she was a very respected lawyer, too. But she discovered her transferable skills, and she discovered what made her happy. She did have to go back and take 500 more hours of training. When you put these two lists together, what am I good at and what do I love to do, sometimes it's a miracle that they match up, and sometimes you have to readjust and reframe yourself a little bit.
We're talking about the new book, Moms for Hire, 8 Steps to Kickstart Your Next Career. Film television producer Deborah Neumeier is our guest and the author. Book is available all across the country. Of course, you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Deb's website and get information on the book. One of the things, I mentioned that you have a lot of tools and tricks. One of the tools is fairly simple. It's write it down. You want people to keep a daily diary. You were talking about making a list of what you enjoy doing, that type of thing. That's pretty basic, but it's key to success, isn't it?
It was really interesting. Many of the high-powered women that I managed to interview, who run big industries and have thousands of people working for them, and one of the questions I consistently asked everybody I interviewed was, what's your organizational system? What is the thing, why is your laundry not piled up in the corner like mine is? And they basically said, look, I love keeping my calendar on my phone. I love keeping, I love to be up to date. One of them even worked for a tech company. But my to-do list is my godsend. I sit down every morning, I write a to-do list, and I sit down every evening and I cross it off, and nothing gives me more pleasure. And they still use a Rolodex, a Filofax. They still use an at-a-glance. People need to write it down. There's something about it. Maybe there's another generation that doesn't need this, but for the mother or the person between 35 and 50, they still need to write things down. It gives them tactile pleasure, and it gives them a sense of accomplishment, and it's a very effective way of accomplishment.
And something else you feel is very important, to have the discipline to spend that hour a day. You say you really need to create a mom-for-hire office. Talk about that. I think you used a living room that wasn't used all that frequently. But you knew when you were there that was time to get serious and spend the time looking for a way to re-enter.
You need to dedicate a space and a certain amount of time to the job of finding a job. It's not a miraculous thing that just will land in your lap. And if that job does miraculously land in your lap, it might not be the right one. I mean, people do get job offers, and they do take them because they are offered. This is an opportunity. When you're a mom, when you have a little bit of time, carve it out for yourself and dedicate yourself to looking for the ideal job, I call it, or the fantasy job. Now, the truth is, the fantasy job might not want you immediately. The fantasy job might not be, you might not be qualified, or you might be too old, or there might be some other reason in your past that doesn't make you perfect for that job. But know what you really want. Once you know what you want, you'll go out, you'll make connections. One of the interesting things about being older is you have more connections.
Yes.
You didn't realize that you knew so many people.
Well, and you say the best way to find a job is referral, but for some people, it's difficult to ask, and you've got a chapter in the book, Moms for Hire, 8 Steps to Kickstart Your Next Career, where you talk about ask. In fact, you say asking is a muscle, and we need to develop that.
God, you make my book sound so fantastic. I want to go run out and buy it right now.
It really is, and it's Moms for Hire, 8 Steps to Kickstart Your Career. It's available all across the country, and you'll get all the information by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Wherever books are sold, you will find the book, but that's so important, yet so many people are reluctant to do that. It's a longtime friend or business associate. I really hate to ask, and you say that's really something we need to develop and take advantage of those relationships.
And there are a few tricks to asking. Women normally defer and ask as advocates for other people. We ask if our child is sick, we have no trouble asking.
Right.
If a friend's in the hospital, we have no trouble asking. However, we often have, it's just uncomfortable to be the asker. And the trick I have always found is figure out a way that the person on the other side feels they're winning by getting, by hiring you, feels they're winning by helping you, feels that you're enhancing their life, you're giving them something. And that's a true mental health confidence builder, and you have to push yourself. It's not
right.
comfortable to ask. But sometimes you just got to trick yourself and just keep asking, and eventually you will, the rejections will stop and things will turn around.
The book is Moms for Hire, 8 Steps to Kickstart Your Next Career. And 8 steps is a key, and you lay it all out for us. So part one of the book is repackaging yourself, and we've been talking about that. Part two is the nuts and the bolts of the job hunt. Our guest is the author, Deborah Neumeier, film television producer. Worked on projects like Jurassic Park, The Goonies, Schindler's List, The Color Purple, The Bridges of Madison County, and many more. And when I say that, people may go, boy, with that background, she would have to wait maybe an hour and a half to find a new job. Talk about your experiences, because you were out there repackaging and trying to be noticed in the business.
Well, I think every business is probably hard. And as my dad used to say, if everybody could be successful, more people would be.
exactly.
If it were easy to be rich, more people would be. It's
yep.
just, it's not, all I can say is I never give up. I always go 10% further. I hear somebody say no, and I say, really? I didn't hear you correctly. I think you meant to say, come back with a better version of that idea. My business is very competitive and very hard, and some projects that I've worked on, I worked on a movie for over 10 years that finally got made. I'm working on a movie right now that I've developed with my own money 5 years ago and hopefully will shoot this summer. It requires a lot of independence and self-motivation and patience. And there are jobs that might be easier and more satisfying, but this is the job that I've gotten myself into doing, and I love, and nothing comes easily. Nothing comes easily.
Well, you mentioned the fact that you take no's and you have to go on from that. You've got a great story. In fact, it's your final thought in the book, Margaret Nagel. Talking about the good lie, and her philosophy was, I'm going to hear a lot of no's, and I understand that, but to move ahead, I only need one yes.
That's all you need. But you have to find that one yes.
Yes, yes.
And you have to make sure that rejection, you don't misinterpret being neglected by a busy person as rejection. It's just, they're busy. You're not on their, or your work for them, or they don't want to necessarily do you this favor right now, but don't give up on them. They might come back again and want you to do them a favor, or you might have to rephrase the request. Tenacity, determination, and not giving up, and being cheerful, not being a moper.
Well, that's interesting. Things. In the foreword of the book, Kathleen Kennedy, who's a film producer, said that you've gone through decades of ups and downs, but you've always brought laughter to the situation. Is that important to be able to step back and to laugh at the situation?
For me, it is. I cannot. I'm fortunate because I was born with a happy gene, and I'm also fortunate because I grew up in a nice family, and I got to go to college without student loans, and I got to move out to California, and I got to borrow my father's credit card as I drove out here so I could put gas in my car and buy some corn nuts if things got really desperate. But I had a little bit of a cushion. And that was fantastic. But so have a lot of these women. A lot of these women, one-third of all college-educated women, leave the workforce. And they leave the workforce at a critical time in their career. Career trajectories happen in the best way from age 32 to 37. And we talk a lot about gender equality and women making 78 cents to the man's dollar. Interestingly enough, at age 32, women are making 90 cents to the man's dollar. It's in that three-year period, which is from 32 to 35, when women essentially leave the workforce and start having a family. And even if they only leave in 3 years, by the time they come back, they are making 78 to 82 cents on the dollar. It's just a dramatic loss of lifelong status and income for women.
That's an interesting.
By opting out.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And does the employer feel they're in the driver's seat? Here's someone coming back, very talented, but they've been gone for 3 years. And in the book, you've got a chapter where you're talking about you're hired now, what negotiation 101 and how important that is. Talk about the key as you go into that, so maybe you can do better than 78 cents on the dollar.
Maybe you can, but I have found that most of these reentry programs, and there are now a few of them, mostly in New York, mostly in the finance industry, but there are a few, they're either called returnships or reentry programs. A lot of corporations are now seeing the great value in these smart and educated women who are off-careered for a while and idle and running school silent auctions and running book fairs and being really helpful in the volunteer world, but they could be activated and very helpful in corporations. So a few corporations have created returnships. Most women go back. And most of the women I spoke to, and as I told you, I spoke to 100 women, and I only put 20 in the book. But most of them had to take a pay cut and had to take a stature cut and this took them years to get back to where they were before they left. However, no point in being resentful. No point in, you just have to find your own occupational happiness and roll with the punches, with cheer and perseverance. And that's what I'm pushing is I agree there aren't enough women as U.S. senators, as U.S. congressmen. There aren't enough women on boards of Fortune 500 companies. There's only 17% of all Fortune 5 companies are women, 17% on the board. Horrible statistic, perhaps, but my whole point here is there aren't enough women in the workplace, period. When 30% of all women are essentially unemployed with children under 15 years old, that's a great demographic of valuable, smart, efficient, flexible workers that are not engaged. And interestingly enough, there's a great study that was done by Harvard a few years ago, which said that families are better off when the mother works. That the daughters, they studied 15,000 grown-ups, and they said the daughters of women who worked got paid more when they went out to work, and they got to higher positions. And the men of mothers who worked were much more involved in their home life, and they divided the domestic labors more and were more caring towards their kids. So. And there's also been studies done that women who are working moms are mentally and physically healthier. Those are all things that you can statistically quantify.
Right.
On the other hand, if you don't want to work, if you for some reason don't want to work, don't have to, and feel that your house and your home functions better and you are actually happy doing that, God bless you. God bless you. And please, I have no judgment for the stay-at-home mom. I have sat on both sides of this mommy fence. I think they're both great, whatever makes you happy, but you have to judge your own place in the world and say, do I want more? Or am I happy taking care of my great husband? And does he really need me to take care of him? And once you decide that, really, once you've made your peace, this book is for people who are kind of saying, just left the school bus. I just left my kid off in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I made his bed for one final time. And now I'm going home and I'm looking around at my car and there's an empty back seat and I don't know what I should be doing next.
Yes.
Well, what you should do next is pick up Moms for Hire.
Yeah, the book is Moms for Hire, 8 Steps to Kickstart Your Next Career. Film and television producer Deborah Neumeier, our guest on the program. A couple minutes left in the show, and you talk in the book about find your mom value, and you go through and taking all these experiences and being able to articulate those as you re-enter the workforce. Just a couple minutes left in the program. One thing that's so important is, and you talk about it, get cracking on the resume. Yet every day we pick up a newspaper and we read a different way to approach a resume. You've got an action verb list, and I'm looking at this, and this is like spectacular. That's where it really starts, isn't it? Quickly getting their attention.
It is. I mean, I think a resume is critical. It's critical to have a LinkedIn account. It's critical to have places which show off your talent, whether it's Facebook or LinkedIn or some place where an employer can go and say, that person really seems like they know what they're doing and have a grasp on what they can offer. All that's great. It's also hard. It's hard to brag about yourself, especially when you've been bragging about your children, or you've been bragging about your husband, or you've been bragging about your school. You have to give it a moment and look, shine the spotlight on yourself. And I have one other hint. If you can't brag about yourself, go to your girlfriends. Ask them, what am I really good at? Have them create a talent list for you or check out a talent
right.
list for you and say, what is my friend really good at? And then there are lots of programs and lots of help to help you, to ways to build the format of a resume. And if you really are desperate, you can hire somebody for a couple $100 to help you build your resume. But the critical part is you have to look into what you've been doing the last couple of years and feel comfortable bragging about yourself and loving yourself. And until then, you're not a great candidate.
It's a perfect example of the excellent information you'll find in the new book, Moms for Hire, 8 Steps to Kickstart Your Next Career. Film, television producer, and author of the book, Deborah Neumeier. You'll find information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and the book's available all across the country. Deb, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. An excellent job with the book. You're going to be helping many people out there. Thank you for being with us on the program, and best of luck with all the projects you've got coming up.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mother's Day is around the corner. Get this book for any mother you love.
I think it shot right to the top of the list as soon as you said that. So it's Moms for Hire, 8 Steps to Kickstart Your Next Career. Book is available all across the country. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.